Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
And you're listening to Bruce Springsteen, who's got new old music out today, covering a lot of soul music that, from what I have heard so far, Jimmy Erickson, something I'm definitely going to be online purchasing today because there are no record stores left to go to. So, well, I know there are still record stores. I do not want the used record people to call me and tell me that, yes, there are still record stores. Anyway, joining me now, without any further ado, the just recently reelected governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz. Governor, how are you today?
Well, thanks for having me, Tom.
And Governor, happy Veterans Day to you. I know you are a military veteran from the Minnesota National Guard, more than 20 years in the National Guard. Thank you for your service. And what do you want to say to all the other veterans out there today?
Well, thank you, Tom. It's a day for all of us to just pause and recognize that service. I think this is one that's pretty special. I'm glad that a lot of schools do this in their schools. As we know, there's over 325,000 Minnesota veterans. That goes back from the first volunteers in the Civil War in the first Minnesota to 50,000 have served since 9/11. And so I just think it's that thank you in our words, thank you in our deeds. I'm proud of Minnesota, the way we care for our veterans. We make sure that they're taken care of. This is an absolutely nonpartisan issue, and the cooperation and collaboration in the legislature this past year to pass a veterans omnibus for the first time, meaning everybody just put all of other politics aside and passed it. I think the statement I would make to them is that your service is valued, and your example is one that I think all of us can live by. That selfless service to the state, to the nation is so important. So I hope everybody's pausing a little bit and just find them out there. We got a few of the World War II veterans left. If you get an opportunity to see one of those folks, we have heroes amongst us, and it's great to say something to them.
Absolutely. And my dad served in the Air Force just after World War II, and a couple of my uncles, one of my uncles, served in both World War II and the Korean War. And I lost one uncle whose plane went down over the South China Sea in 1963, very early in before the Vietnam War had actually started. He was on a reconnaissance flight. The plane went down. Wow. They never found the plane or his body, and I know that bothered my mother till the day she died. Oh. It was her youngest brother, Rod McGinnis. I'd like to give a shout-out to Rod McGinnis from Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, such an important day. Now, Governor, let's talk about your reelection and what you face. Let's look forward now to the Minnesota legislative session. You're getting an idea of who the leaders are going to be. Carrie Dedzic named the new Senate Majority Leader. Melissa Hortman will be back as the House Speaker. Republican House members will pick their leader today. And you've got Mark Johnson, the Republican Senate leader. So you're going to have a new mix of people that you're going to be dealing with a more than $10 billion surplus to deal with.
Well, first off, a congratulations to those folks. And I think for Minnesotans who maybe, they know Speaker Hortman and maybe they know Leader Doubt, but they might not know Senator Dedzic and Johnson. These are pragmatic leaders that are they're very much of the Senate, the decorum of the Senate. They work together well. I think it's a good thing for Minnesota. Now we can kind of get over the ones we're paused and get back to work, find compromise again. And I think, taking away from this, we have, Democrats have the House, the Senate, and the governor's office. And this is the second time since 1983. But I think, the message I heard out on there is they want to get some things done. They want us to try and work together. And I've always said that every one of these legislators comes from their district to serve their constituents, and they need to be heard. So my hope is, Tom, that these leaders, and they've proven it, they have it, a bit of a reset, a bit of finding that common ground, and a bit of, you know, solving the things. Minnesotans need to get some eased help from inflation. Good to see that inflation was down in the reports yesterday. You were talking about the stock market, but I think, you know, for most people, the stock market's maybe on the horizon for their retirement, but it's not the price of milk. It's not the price of eggs. It's not the price of gas. So I think there's some real things we can do right there to ease some of that. So I think for Minnesotans who just kind of want to see a normal functioning legislature that makes sure we keep the growth we've been seeing, make sure we provide some help, I think it bodes well. So I'm super optimistic, and great to see these leaders in place.
And Governor, a former Governor Ventura was on his podcast, I believe yesterday, saying that you told him one of the first things you would get done in the new legislature is legalizing adult use recreational marijuana. Can you verify what the former governor said on his podcast?
Yeah, well, we talked about this, and I just mentioned that I, you know, the governor's endorsement, and I appreciate it. You'd appreciate this, Tom. I called him, and he said, well, I'm in the middle of a workout, so I can only pause for a little bit. So I said, of course he was in the middle of a workout. But he was really great, and I just mentioned to him, he brought this up back in 1998, and at that time, he would have been on the front end of the first states to do this. Now there's, you know, dozens of states, including South Dakota, that have done this. It just makes sense. Prohibition didn't work. We get better regulation. We know what's in these things. You know, it's adult use. So I just mentioned that I think it would be important to recognize him, ask him if he would be, you know, be there when we get this done, because I think, you know, that was one of the things I talked about. I don't think it's, you know, there's a lot of priorities. I'd like to see just get some, you know, relief back to people right away in terms of checks. I still want to pass my public safety budget. That has not changed. These local departments need the help. But I think, you know, there should be reasons that we should be able to multitask. We should be able to get a lot of this done. And I think it's only fair. Governor Ventura did bring this up pretty much before any governor in the country did.
So you're saying it could be among the first things, but it sounds to me like you're saying your priority is dealing with that surplus, at least a portion of it, including the rebate checks. Is that something you are going to continue to push for? You talked about it on the campaign trail, and so did many lawmakers who just got elected.
Yeah, they did, and I think that's right. And, you know, I respect the legislature. They're going to have their, you know, it's not up to me to decide what goes through there, but we get to help kind of push the agenda. I think we can multitask on things. I think we move, and there's a lot of work to be done. But I do think the rebate checks, I think the public safety, I think getting those matching dollars for the federal infrastructure work needs to get done. And, you know, I think those are the types of things Minnesotans would see. There's no reason we can't multitask. There's no reason we can't get some things done. And I, you know, I have to say, Tom, that 4 years has taught me. I went in, you know, pretty convinced we could get stuff done in January and February. And I found out that it usually happens the last week of May. Maybe it'll be a little bit different now. You've got the DFL in there, but each of these legislators is an individual. They will bring their agendas forward, but I do think the rebate checks just make sense right now. It's the quickest and the cleanest way to return the surplus back to folks. Let them have, you know, choice. And you know, we propose $2,000 for a family, $1,000 an individual. That's a lot of gas. It's a lot of eggs. And as we're seeing inflation come down, I think it's the right time.
And whether it be the rebates or legalizing marijuana, any number of these other issues, some of which may be controversial, with just a one-seat majority in the Senate, you can't take anything for granted, because some of the senators who represent greater Minnesota might have a whole different vision than DFL senators from the metro area. Are you going to have to be mindful of that?
Yeah, I think that's right. And I was frustrated that the gridlock of the Senate majority froze the budget deal on this. And so I want to be very cognizant to make sure that those senators still have a say, though. I mean, this can't be, and I know there'll be those who would wish, you're not going to lock out the minority. And whether it's bonding bills, that's by law, they need to be included. And that's a, you know, something we should have gotten done this year. And I think there's a strong desire to get that done. I think this gives us an opportunity to maybe reset a little bit, make sure that we're hearing that. And it just has to be, you're not going to get your whole way. So be willing to compromise. And for some of those senators, there may be some things, you know, I'm not 100% with this, but, you know, the increase we're proposing for local government aid benefits greater Minnesota in a big way. So that's how you compromise. I was a legislator. Sometimes, you know, you're not super enthusiastic about something, but to make sure that everybody gets a little bit of it for their constituents, that's what you do. So I'm really looking forward to it. I think Minnesotans spoke loudly. I think there were a lot of people misreading what was out there, to rewrite the history of how things happened. These have been hard years. I don't deny that. People were sick of COVID, you know, inflationary costs around the world. But Minnesota's well positioned. If this legislature, which I know they have, you know, these people coming in are incredible candidates. They're bringing new energy. We got a chance to get a lot done.
And Governor, two quick things for you. Sports betting, legalized sports betting. Is that likely to happen this session?
Sure seems to me like it'll happen. Sure seems like we can reach that compromise. We got pretty close. We had all of the major players involved in this. I know there's some legislators would like to pick that up. I know Representative Garofalo has talked a lot about this. He's worked hard on it. Seems to me that would be something that would work. Again, our neighboring states have it. I've always said I trust adults to make their decisions on many of these things, and that seems like something that should go.
And finally, I know you're a big Bruce Springsteen fan, and he has dropped new music this week. We're asking listeners, what was the first album you ever bought? Can you tell us quickly the first album Governor Tim Walz ever bought?
I was listening to you, Tom, and it came off Columbia House, the same thing, filled out the card, taped the penny on there, and it was 1978, and it was the Cars original album. Now, get this. It was an 8-track, and I still have it because I have an 8-track player in my international. I still play that very first one, so that's my call. But didn't know you were the huge Springsteen fan. I don't know if we've ever...
We have not talked about it, but I will be at his concert in March, and I know in Governor Tim Pawlenty...
How did you get tickets?
Was a big, I was on in the parking lot of a news conference that you did at the BCA, and I got through literally while I was in the parking lot, bought my tickets, then went to the news conference. That's how the news business works.
To buy them from a reseller and get a new mortgage to get one.
Well, we can talk later.
Show on that. Yeah, thanks, Tom.
All right.
And thanks, everybody. Enjoy your Veterans Day.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.